Authorities are investigating the crash of a twin Cessna airplane in the Bahamas that killed 8 people, including R&B singer Aaliyah. Investigators are looking into whether the plane may have been overloaded. Meanwhile, millions of people are mourning the loss of the 22-year-old singer. Joshua Leves of member station WABE in Atlanta prepared this report.
And if at first you don't succeed,
Aaliyah was one of the nation's most successful and loved young R&B singers, but many who follow her career believe she was on the brink of greater success.
An icon in the making.
Sonia Murray is a music critic for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. She says Aaliyah was very much a rising star, but her success was something she had worked on for more than a decade.
It sounds strange to say when she, you know, died at 22, but she had been in the business most of her life.
Aaliyah Houghton was born in Brooklyn in 1979 and raised in Detroit. She loved singing and performing as a child, and at the age of 11, Gladys Knight invited her to perform in Las Vegas. Knight had once been married to Aaliyah's uncle. 4 years later, at 15, she put out her first album, which spawned a couple of hit singles. And 2 years after that, she released the album One in a Million, which sold 2 million copies. Bridget Gary, a longtime fan who works at an Atlanta-based music label, says Aaliyah sang R&B with a rap influence.
There's a whole lot of cookie-cutter artists out there. You know, you could hear her songs and you just knew it was her. I mean, she was just distinctive.
She also created a unique relationship with fans. 22-year-old Jesse Pinkney says despite Aaliyah's sultry voice and often sexy videos, she always seemed more like a real person than a star.
She was just that round-the-way girl. She was that girl that I could have went to high school with that sung in the choir. That was the vibe that I picked up off of her.
Last year, Aaliyah gave fans a glimpse of her life behind the scenes in a video diary on MTV.
In the midst of working, I know how to have fun. Enjoy your job. You should wake up every day and love what you do. I honestly do, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul.
Aaliyah was also becoming a movie star. She had won praise for her work in the movie Romeo Must Die and played the lead in a film based on the Anne Rice novel Queen of the Damned. It's due out next year. She had just finished shooting a video for her new album, the self-titled Aaliyah, when her plane crashed. Critic Sonia Murray says Aaliyah's death is a historic loss for R&B.
Marvin Gaye was killed, and you know, Curtis Mayfield died the past couple of years, but to have an R&B artist die in their prime, I mean, I would have to look back to Sam Cooke, maybe. And so it was major.
Fans are filling internet message boards with notes memorializing the 22-year-old star. And in New York, an artist has created a mural of Aaliyah. It depicts her with wings, as though she's headed toward heaven. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.